Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Time once again, first Wednesday of the month of every month. We do our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight, presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com in conjunction with the Travis Mannion Foundation. And this month, our Veteran Spotlight is focused on veteran Garrett Horinko, U.S. Army veteran and TMF veteran mentor, and he's in studio with us in box number 4 this morning. And Garrett and I were just chopping it up, a lot of us in this studio right now, including our great sales rep, Brandon, talking about golf.
Oh, boy.
We're already booking tee times for the springs.
Did the wrong thing.
It's going to be great.
Golf.
We've already exchanged phone numbers. I feel like I know the guy. We've been long lost brothers. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Garrett, good to have you in. Thank you so much for your service and for coming in today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. So let's get into this a little bit. So I want to talk a little bit about your career. You know, you're a Furlong, Pennsylvania native, a combat veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and you served with the 10th Mountain Division, and you are just turning 30?
I turned 30 in March, so 31's creeping up.
Okay, so take us back to...
It's all downhill after 30.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been told.
Can confirm, trust me. First it's marriage, then it's 30, then it's kids. There's a lot of downhills to come. But take us back to that point in time, and what really led you to be in this career path, or the path that you were taking at that point to go into that.
Yeah, of course. So I had enlisted when I was 17, crazy enough, convinced my parents to sign the waiver, all that.
There, so the year's what, 2012?
It was, yeah, October 2012, 2 weeks after graduating high school, ended up in Fort Benning, Georgia. And there had always been a sense of service, being a Boy Scout, never got a Eagle. But that, in tandem with just always being involved in the community, service was not a question at that point. So. Mm-hmm. And from there, ended up in Fort Drum, New York. It was very cold.
Now, how long were you overseas for?
I say only 9 months because that was it was 2015, kind of as the war was somewhat winding down, where mm-hmm. it wasn't anything like the 18-month tours that the guys before me had to face.
Okay. And today you serve as a benefit consultant at USI, where you are both a trusted advisor and an advocate for veteran inclusion. What are some of the skill sets or traits that you took from your military background to be where you are in the corporate world at the young age of 30 years old?
Yeah, so I would say the biggest one would be attention to detail. That was paramount for a lot of infantrymen, and also the integrity and back to the whole sense of service, doing right by the clients and fighting for the little guy when I get the chance. Mm-hmm. My market space being small to mid. All things insurance. Yeah. It's never fair for the little guy.
The attention to detail is a fascinating thing. Now, you're a golfer. By the way, folks, he's a 7 handicap, so he would be spotting me about 10 shots when we play for money, which I'll happily take. But, you know, I'm assuming you played some sort of sports or some sort of athletic background before you went into the military, or are you just a randomly naturally good golfer?
I wish. I was fortunate to grow up playing the game. My grandfather, or pop-pop rather, who has since passed, he had seen whatever natural athletic ability. So it was golf and tennis were the two.
Okay.
Unfortunately, did not play in high school.
Okay.
Grades were not there.
Understood.
And really didn't get back into the game until I was in Arizona back in 2019.
But there's something to be said for any athlete with attention to detail that carries over to military. I always think about if you were a wrestler like Travis Mannion was, you played football like Joey Fay, who's also a part of TMF. He played at the Naval Academy. You take that attention to detail skill set that you acquired through genetics or from your parents growing up. It was instilled in you. And then sports drills at home. The military drills at home. And then if you have that, just that little part right there, the attention to detail, in a day and age where nobody has attention to detail to anything, much less an attention span, you will be successful in whatever you pursue because you look at the finer point things and you know you can't achieve the big goal without starting with the attention to detail.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Take us now. You end up now. You're only with TMF for a year. What led you? So you're in the military in 2012, 13, right?
So yeah, summer 2013, finished active duty 2016.
Afghanistan 2015 into 2016, yes. 9 months. So let's go fast forward. We're talking 8-9 years later. What made you now jump into TMF after being back into, because so many people need to find a way to reacclimate themselves to society. From what I gather from you, it doesn't look like that was a problem. You've risen up in the corporate world. Was there just still like an itch that needed to be scratched?
Very much so. Every couple of years felt like searching for a new purpose. For me, when I discovered Travis Manion Foundation's Character Does Matter mentor program, it really spoke to me in the sense that when I was, not that I'm much older, being 30, 15 years ago, I didn't have a mentor or anything of that sort. And a lot of things, the dots were connected, knowing that I could have a direct impact on the future generations and give back and provide something that I personally think I was lacking in the formative years.
Final one for you. Garrett Horinko is with us, brought to you by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. And you can also, if you're in the military community, save 5%. You'll get a 5% discount. Be sure to mention that when you call for new windows and doors. You are in great shape. What are you, 160 pounds?
A little less.
That's what the BMI says I should be, but then again, it just doesn't, yeah, I don't think I can wear it like you do. You're a Bucks County guy.
Yes.
Did you, were you at the little 5K, the 3.1 mile run that we did back in September?
Yes, I was actually putting on very brief Character Does Matter mentor, sort of like talking about all the character traits. Yeah. My good friend made sure Zest was one of the signs that was up there in front of the wings. You probably didn't see the American flag wings first time we did it.
Okay.
And looking forward to making it bigger and better next year.
Now, how fast did you finish the 3.1 miles? 19 minutes?
No, I, funny enough, I was able to get out of doing the run because I was too busy doing those presentations.
Geez. Well, if you need help next year, I'm looking to get out of the run as well.
And
I just want to show up for support.
We can switch.
Yeah, we'll switch.
Yeah.
All right. I'll handle that. You take care of the jog.
By the way, Garrett, quick question for you. How did you convince your family at 17 to let you, enlist?
So, apart from my mom's dad and my dad's dad being in the service, I told them the sooner I could get in, the more likely I could choose, I would have a safe job. And they bought in. So when I got home from MEPS, Fort Dix, they asked, like, so what job? I'm like, you're 11 Bravo. Just Google it.
And, just Google it. Yeah.
Yeah. Google told them infantry and they did a double take. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
That's amazing.
Well, it's awesome to meet you. Thank you so much for your service. And, let's get together for some golf.
Oh, most definitely. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yes. By the way, the TMF golf outing over in Indian Hills, or we're over here in Lafayette Hills, PA.
Yeah, you
got to do that too.
Liberty Hill.
Yeah, next
most definitely.
All right. Good to see you, Garrett. There he is.
Thanks, Garrett.
Garrett Horinko, our TMF veteran spotlight.
Beautiful.
Brought to you by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.